Hello, my name's Jan and I'm a London Walks guide and Blue Badge tourist guide. In normal times, I frequently lead tours on the theme of Royal London, taking in the palaces and the royal parks. And, of course, the question most people will ask me at the start of a tour is, will we get to see the changing of the guard? Many visitors to London will have this as top of their to-do list, and there will be an expectation when they return to their home, work or school, and they are asked that question, well, did you get to see it, that they can indeed confirm yes, that they did. However, this may not be as straightforward as you may think if you were left to your own devices. The first instinct for many visitors is to arrive early and get as close to the railings and the forecourt of Buckingham Palace as possible. In the height of the summer season, thousands flock to see this spectacle, so you may be surprised to find that you are not the only one to have had this idea. By the time the ceremony starts, you will undoubtedly find yourself trapped in the crowd, trying to peer over the heads of others, catching glimpses of the top of those famous black furry hats and not really understanding what it is you're seeing. To top it all, you will also be wasting a lot of your precious time standing around waiting for something to happen. Far better to use time wisely and go on a public or a private London Walks tour. We start with a leisurely stroll through St James's Park and cover some background, royal history and facts, before taking up position for the very best view of the start of the ceremony at St James's Palace. We will have plenty of time to explain what is about to take place, who are the foot guards, who are the horse guards and their regiments. The most exciting and impressive part of the changing of the guard ceremony is undoubtedly when the marching band and royal guards leave the parade ground at St James's Palace and head straight towards you, offering a perfect photo opportunity, courtesy of our knowing exactly where to stand. This is where it gets even better, and requires us moving with military precision and timing as we lead you in a rousing march alongside the band and guards as they head down the Mall to Buckingham Palace, where they will be relieved of their duties. One of the most magnificent sights in London is the Horse Guards, and we will catch them with Buckingham Palace as the backdrop on their way to start their ceremony at Horse Guards Parade. The new guards and their accompanying band will be forming up at Wellington Barracks, and we know the quick routes through the crowds to the best ringside view when they march out of the gates as they head, in turn, to the palace. Moving away from the crowds, we take in some perfect photo opportunities of Buckingham Palace, St James's Palace and Clarence House. And if you haven't had enough of the guards, we get another sneaky opportunity to get some up-close and personal photos in a secret location. Imagine if you were trapped in the crowds in front of Buckingham Palace, how much you would have missed out on. But not only that, we regale you with interesting tales and snippets from centuries of history. Timing is everything, and we ensure we get back to Horse Guards Parade to witness the end of the ceremony and the spectacle as they leave the parade ground with the glorious black horses in formation. Current COVID restrictions may mean you cannot get to London in person, but it is a perfect time to prepare and plan for a future visit. And I cannot stress strongly enough how much you will benefit from having a guide. An excellent way to prepare and learn about the Royal Guards is to take the London Walks Virtual Royal London Tour with Anne-Marie, an expert in military history, where you will be presented with photos, maps and video, all beautifully explained. What could be better? You are transported to London and the changing of the guards from the comfort of your own armchair. And I am sure this will leave you keen to do it for real, but with a much better understanding of it all. I'm looking forward to meeting you soon on a Royal London tour.